take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millette and his orchestra are under the program of dance music.
Story starts down at the docks of the night and the hour. With ships carrying bands and their entourage, they consider fortune in Japan and America. We've been refused entry so many times, we lost count. So we're storming away. Happy 10 years. Oh, there are bells. Maybe then this place will be safe. And you'll have counted your senses. But we doubt it. Cause the next moment of training will be about the home of these senses. They will be shining. Each time the star rocket crashes, it takes the whole damn country with it. So when this country goes pop, we're already dead. Well, the ship on the shore, the crowd took a hide. But the result in effect wasn't what we desired. The crowd searched for an overwhelming bias. When we saw a bigger band standing behind us, and we were blocking their way. And I had a limousine to take them away, the bastards. Now we had much money, cars don't come cheap. So all we could afford was a broken down Jeep. We trusted the man, we got it off Ross, and he looked really sad when he sold it. But we went back to pick up a bag to the engine exploding. Then we walked across town to the hotel, where we were booked in the stay. But arrived to find a cancel, our booking had turned us away. So we were left on the street, looking for a new place in which to stay. To decide we might as well check out this brand new world, but we're here anyway. First thing we wanted was to find a place where we could buy something to eat. We were amazed walking to find someone had left a rubbish bag right in the street. It was only as we got close to the store, it was an old man. We collapsed, his people rushed by, they kicked him aside. With their feet, we passed small books that were religious fanatics who pushed their way in to burn the heretics. These books have been published, yet they never read them, but it didn't matter, cause they knew I was in them. What you do anyway, when you've got a gun, never lead you astray. We passed a small boy who was counting blood, and asked if there was any way in which we